So let's review. With today's shiur, we began Be'ez Hashem, the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos, parak of Elazar the Mila. The Mishnah records a machloikis whether it is mutter to do preparations for Mila on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im lo yehevi kli me'erev Shabbos, mevi'i b'Shabbos magula. If the moil did not bring the knife before Shabbos, he may bring it on Shabbos exposed, so that people can see what he is carrying. Also, karsim eitzim lasses b'cham and lasses barzel. We may even cut trees to make charcoal to make an iron knife on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says, "Kol melacha she'ev shal aslisim erev Shabbos, ein adeich es Shabbos. Any melacha that could have been done before Shabbos in preparation for the bris may not be done on Shabbos." Ibar lehu, time in the Rabbi Eliezer, mishem chibu ve'mitzvah, idilma mishem chashad. The Gemara asks whether the reason Rabbi Eliezer ruled to carry the knife exposed is for the sake of showing love for the mitzvah, or so that he is not suspected of carrying other things on Shabbos. The Gemara concludes it is to show affection for the mitzvah. Therefore, one should always carry the knife exposed to show chibuv mitzvah, rather than carry it covered, even if witnesses saw him cover the knife. However, the Mishnah teaches, b'shas ha-sakana mechasei al pi edim. During times of danger, we cover the knife in front of witnesses. The Gemara is uncertain whether the witnesses, plural, are the carrier plus one additional witness, or two witnesses aside from the person carrying it. The Gemara next cites a brisa which tells us about two communities that follow the minority opinions of their respective rabbanon. In Rabbi Eliezer's city, they would cut trees on Shabbos to make coals to make the iron tool used for a bris. In Rabbi Yisraeli's city, they would eat birds' meat with milk, based on his opinion that the pasik b'chalev imoy in its mother's milk excludes by definition oif she'en lechalevim, a bird that does not have a mother that produces milk, and is therefore not included in the isra of mixing meat and milk. Rabbi Yitzchok teaches about a city that followed Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, and they were rewarded that people did not die before their time, and they were spared from the decree of the government against Mila. The Gemara continues with several agadic teachings. The Brisa teaches, Kal mitzvah shekibol im besimcha kugay Mila. Any mitzvah that was originally accepted with joy, such as Mila, as it is written, Sas onuichel im resecha, kemoiti shal rav, I rejoice over your word, like one who finds abundant spoils, which refers to Mila, adayin oisin oisin besimcha, is still being performed with joy. Whereas, v'chol mitzvah shekibol aleim biktata kugay arayis, any mitzvah that was originally accepted with argument, such as arayis, forbidden relationships, as it is written, v'yishma moishe esa'am boichel mishpachaisav, al iske mishpachaisav, they cried over those relationships being forbidden, adayin oisin oisin biktata, are still involved with arguments. That is why, like a ksuba delay rama batigra, there is always an argument when working at the details of a ksuba. Similarly, another brisa teaches that those mitzvahs that the Jewish people gave their lives for during evil decrees, such as avodah zarah and bris milah, are still being firmly observed, whereas those mitzvahs that people were not willing to give up our lives for, like tefillin, remain weak, as evident from the following statement. Amar b'yanai, tefillin tzrichin guf naki kalisha b'kanafayim. Tefillin requires the wearer to keep a clean body, as alisha b'kanafayim, which means, amar b'ayi shli afiach b'hem, he shall not pass wind while wearing them, rava amar shli yishin b'hem, he shall not sleep while wearing them. The Gemara relates the story of Elisha bar Kanafayim, who wore tefillin at the risk of death by the hands of the Roman government. When the authorities caught up to him, he quickly removed his tefillin and held them in his hand. When asked, "Ma biyadcha, what is in your hand?" he responded, "Kamfiyayna, wings of a dove." Sure enough, pashet es yaday v'nimtzu bar kamfiyayna, he opened his hands and dove's wings were found there. Lefigach karinas Elisha bar Kanafayim. That is how he earned the title Elisha bar Kanafayim. As Rashi explains, we see that Elisha bar Kanafayim is singled out as being committed to maintaining a guf naki, implying that others were not so careful. We also see that only Elisha was willing to risk his life for mitzvah's tefillin. This story is also related above on Daf Mem Tesem et Av, where Tosfos explains that since Elisha merited such a clear miracle, he must have had the great tzchus of being extremely careful with his tefillin, especially regarding guf naki, keeping a clean body. The Gemara explains, Elisha chose the dove from among all birds because the Jewish people are similar to a dove in that as the wings protect the dove, so to the mitzvahs protect Kol Yisrael. The Gemara next returns to the halachas of Mila b'Shabbos and relates the following incident. One time, they forgot to bring the knife of Mila before Shabbos. They brought it through adjacent roofs and courtyards which had no erev, where it's generally usher to carry midrabban. The Gemara elaborates. According to Rabbi Eliezer, they could have been brought even through Rishus Rabban, because he holds Machshir Mila Doicha Shabbos. The preparations of Mila override Shabbos, even regarding Malacha Daraisa. according to the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, they should not have brought it even through the roofs and courtyards because the Rabbanan hold Machshir Mila and not Derech Shabbos, even regarding Isur Rabbanan. Obviously, they were following the opinion of Reb Shimon who rules as follows, Echad Gagos, Echad Karfifis, Echad Chatzeres, Kulan Rishus Acherim. These various types of Rishus HaYachad are all considered one domain and that one may carry from one to the other without an Eruv. However, only Kelim Sheshavs B'Teichad, utensils that were in one of these areas Friday night at the onset of Shabbos. But not utensils that were in the house at the onset of Shabbos. Rashi explains, utensils that were in the house at the onset of Shabbos may only be brought out to its courtyard, provided there is a proper Erev, but may not be carried over into the next courtyard in Rabbanan if the two chatzeres have no Erev. Now according to Tesis, the knife and the child were in different courtyards. Therefore, they brought the knife, derech gagis of derech chatzeres, through roofs and courtyards, which according to Reb Shimon is permissible even in Rabbanan. According to the Marsha's interpretation of Rashi, the knife and the child were in different houses. They brought the knife, derech gagis of derech chatzeres, because in the machlekes of Reb Eliezer and Rabbanan, they took the middle ground, the machshire mila derech Shabbos, the preparations of mila override Shabbos only regarding Isur Rabbanan. The Gemara continues. Reb Zera asked Rabasi, if a Mavi does not have Shitufa Mavois, the joining of all courtyards in the Mavi, one may clearly not carry between the Chatzeres and the Mavi, but what about carrying within the Mavi itself? Should we compare it to a Chatzer that does not have a Eruv Chatzeres, where we permit moving something within the Chatzer, so too one may carry within the Mavi, or perhaps Chatzeres are more lenient, since they are surrounded by four walls, and it's used by people who live there as an extension of the living space, thus a private area. Whereas the Mavi has only three walls, and it's used as a thoroughfare, making it more of a public area. Although Rabasi initially did not respond, he ultimately permitted it based on an incident similar to the one mentioned earlier, where people brought a knife for a bris on Shabbos from one end of the Mavi to the other. The Gemara then cites Reb Zeira Amar Rav, who apparently disagrees, and says, Mavi shloi nishtatfu boi, ein matalten leboi el bedal aramas. In the Mavi that does not have shitufim avayis, one may not carry more than four amas. However, the Gemara says that it depends on whether the houses in each courtyard made Eruv Chatzeres. The explanation is as follows. Rav holds like the above-mentioned Reb Shimon, that one may carry items that were outside at the onset of Shabbos, in the various types of Rishus HaYachid, and from one to another without an Eruv. But one may not carry items that were in the house at the onset of Shabbos. Therefore, one may carry from the Chatzer to the Mavoi, only if Lo Irvu Chatzeres Ambatim. Each courtyard did not make Eruv Chatzeres, and they are forbidden to bring out items from the house to the courtyard. Therefore, items found in the courtyard will only be those that were there from before the onset of Shabbos, which may be carried through all types of Rishus HaYachid, according to Reb Shimon. However, one may not carry from the Chatzer to the Mavoi if Eruv Chatzeres Ambatim. Each courtyard did make Eruv Chatzeres, and they are permitted to bring out items from the house to the courtyard. The Chacham forbade carrying anything out of the courtyard to the Mavoi, even items that were there at the onset of Shabbos, lest one carry out an item that was in the house at the onset of Shabbos, which is forbidding according to Reb Shimon.